watch your step. It's a common occurrence to lose your footing on a ship of unfamiliarity, even after constructing this very vessel. I've still managed to stumble a few times while making my rounds. Then again, what is life without a few missteps? How does one acquire growth and development should their path remain stagnant? Right this way. You know, it would be a shame to lose such a privilege. A feeling that quite a few of our fellow crewmates are experiencing as we speak. Knowledge of restricted access pains their spirits. However, there's no need to feel bad, my dear traveler. There will come a day when they, too, will experience a special quest of their own. One that truly soothes the wanderer's heart. But the journey on this day is meant solely for us. Now, let's close the gates and lift the anchors. It's time for our journey to truly set sail. Up! Traveler, the anchor is right there by your feet. Nice work. All that's left to do is to ring the bell for a cheers, as some would say it, for a bon voyage. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, right. Be that as it may about our journey, I can assure you that there is no danger, nor is there any adversary involved. In fact, today, traveler, it's quite the opposite. An unusual turn of events for the both of us, wouldn't you agree? Well, the purpose of our voyage is to obtain unification within each other. As a traveler myself, the best gift that I can offer you is an invigorating experience. It's one that I trust with only you. Through the very nature of my true self. Traveler, upon our meeting, I found that your aura in itself has been quite revitalizing and near unforgettable. It dissuaded me quite suddenly. I had also made a comment to Captain Beidou the same day you and I met. With this fine ship and the soft sea breeze, would it not be romantically irresponsible of me not to acknowledge it with a line or two of poetry? All right then, with your permission. Though hidden between the lines, part of that inspiration was also because of you. Dear traveler. With stars above, plus waters below, the sun and moon shall brightly glow. I'll guide your body, head to toe, mayhaps to bended knees. Thus, this moment draws us near, an unknown yet heart-racing fear. From shallow breaths, not hard to hear, and lips that tremble, please. So, how was it? I spoke from the heart, and I wish to see your face react. My, what a beautiful shade of crimson your face has become, traveler. My words must have risen great ardor within you. So, we truly are destined to traverse this ocean of passion together. What say you? Would a voyage that stimulates the senses and guides your bare, amorous soul by nature's bidding be too bold of me to request? I'm more than certain you understand exactly what I mean by this. Otherwise, the blush that's rushed to your cheeks would have me deeply worried. Yes. This is wonderful. Our bodies so close and so warm with longing. The journey has only just begun, navigating its way through the spots oddest on our bodies. Lingering until matching energy grants its release. Can you guess where mine reside? You're uncertain, you say. Your ears are so sensitive, traveler. Then your hands that seem to have wandered their way through the straps of my sash without your knowing. Nature's spirit has guided you, just as nature has allowed me to follow the very contours of your frame. I see you have many spots that require release, traveler. These burning sensations, traveler, grow hotter by the very seconds you spend. If only Cease could be ever this gentle. But it seems that I spy clouds ahead of us. Let's make our way to my cabin, traveler. We can continue without getting your hair any wet. At least from the rain. This way. We are. Normally, a tour and meal would accompany a visit to my cabin. But if I recall, this is known as a cabetón, pressing you against the window. So, but before we can feed our bodies with that meal, we must feed our spirits. I ask that you clear your mind and allow nature's way to guide us in slowly and gently. Huh? You're saying that. I'm surprisingly more horny than you had ever imagined. How crass. But it's true that one of the warmest, hottest feelings resides down here, right here. Allow me to take it out to show. Traveler, lie down. There's enough space on the windowsill for you to comfortably lay. Did I plan this advance? I assure you that I hadn't. Though nature does seem to be unpredictable at all times. Traveler. Traveler. Your skin so soft. And perfect. You're the very essence of beauty. Very pretty and cute, I assure you. You're full of grace, down to every last detail. I love feeling your body, traveler. It gives me boundless inspiration. And it seems the energy percolating against your soft skin needs to be dispersed another way. Perhaps it requires a deeper warmth and touch. I shall remove your garments, traveler. Please allow my lips to directly interact with such beautiful skin. Your nipples are drawing me in, traveler. Removing the clothes around your lower half. My member is drawing towards your butthole. Teasing it. I don't know who feels teased more, traveler, as I rub against you. Just as it aches not being inside of you. So, we will fulfill this desire. Be sure to keep your face to the sun and your back to the moon as I fill your mind's eye with stars, traveler. Oh. Incredible! Having only journeyed halfway inside, your very spirit showers me in greeting. But even so, to unite our hearts together, I must go even deeper. Traveler. That perverted look on your face, and oh, please you whimper when I plunge into your belly. A so entrancing, traveler. Being inside your butt feels so good as well. I can't help but scream too. Our voices, as loud as they can, they deserve to be heard. So, let me open the windows. Please. 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 Let me hear the wind carry your praise across the horizon. I need to hear your voice echo within my very soul. More, more. Your soul has entangled itself around mine, making my need for you even stronger. Holding me and me holding you with such strength and passion. Oh, traveler, I never, never want to let you go. The sound you make from your throat and within your depths effortlessly rivals nature's natural beauties. My traveler, my traveler. Ah, 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 ah I wish to become one with the warrior who's captured my heart. You, my dear traveler, holding my face in your soft hands, I'm yours. And you, I want you, traveler. Let our energies unite and our spirits intertwine as I seal our connection with the very essence of my being. Closer, traveler, closer, closer. Closer, traveler. I love you, traveler. No, this is even more than love, traveler, traveler. This moment, I want to share it with you for eternity. Traveler, traveler. So tight. With you holding me like this, it can only mean that you want me to, right? You want every single part of me. Well, traveler. I'll put all of me deep inside your butt and make you scream my name to the wind as we reach the very limits of what our bodies can take. Together now, traveler. Together now, traveler. Release yourself into me, into the world. Inspire my body to go past all its limits as you've inspired my spirits to be. To be the Kazuha that I love even more today than yesterday or the day before, thanks to all our memories, my traveler. Everything welling up inside, traveler, begging to be released now. You too. Then, traveler, let's reach this journey's end together, together. Close, close. I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode. Traveler. Never felt like this before. So, it's a little scary. But Traveler, as long as you're with me, this adventure will be the greatest time of my life. You far exceeded my expectations, Traveler. Then again, this is no surprise. You truly are a rare flower. Entire journey, adventures for us in this ship, much like life, has no definite direction right now in this moment in time. This new bond that we now share, Traveler, is one that we will hold forever and ever. Hold close in our hearts, even as the sun and moon rise and fall. Our spiritual journey will continue to prosper. I thank you. I thank you, Traveler. For this experience we shared. I anticipate many more like this in our near future, but I I do believe it would be remiss of me if we didn't continue the tour, along with a meal, as I promised. And, if it's all right with you, of course, might I interest you in a bath? Yes, it will most certainly be warm. I provide only the best for my dearest traveler. Good. Now, follow me before I get too addicted to kissing those perfect lips. Oh, and please remember to watch your step. Even more, now that my cum is dripping out of your butt. All right, here, let's go. Mwah.